Well, Tanya Warren, the head coach at the University of Northern Iowa, is our guest on Nothing But Net. Coach, winners of 5 of their last 7, a 3-point win against Bradley in the last game. And you guys are sitting in the top half of the standings right now, actually in 3rd place. The race in the Valley has been really fun to watch. How's it going on your end?
It's going well. You know, this young group is growing up before our eyes, and you know, that's what you want. RG, Riley Goble, has been terrific, has provided really good leadership. Taryn Wharton, we're getting really good play off of our bench. And they just have meshed, and they continue to mesh, not only every day in practice, but as we compete in our games. And it's been fun to watch just how they really enjoy playing with each other, and they're really starting to grasp what we need to do both offensively and defensively to be successful in this league.
Well, that's why you play that tough non-conference every year. I mean, every year you load it up, and you may not always get the results that you want, but you still see progress because it's really measured in conference play. How do you see how your team is coming together, as you just mentioned, about both sides of the ball? And I know you're always working on defense first, I think.
But I think when you look at our roster and what we had returning, I mean, we lost 4,000 point scores in over 95% of our scoring. So when we came into this, one of the things that we talked about a lot in June is we're only going to be as good as 1 through 12. And everybody has a role, and everybody has a role to play, and they're ever changing. But we play for each other, and it doesn't matter who is the leading scorer. All the little things matter. And if you buy into the assist is every bit as important as the bucket or the screen and those things, and we hone in on that and we really play for each other, we're going to end up getting more of the results that we want than we don't want. And they bought in they bought into that from day one. And again, it's a credit to Taryn and RG and their senior leadership.
Well, I always look at your culture, and I always think that is a great connectivity. You know, you don't have to score 100 points every night, but you manage tempo so well, and your defense has always kept you in games. What do you think's the key this year?
Well, it's a little bit of both. Balance offense. I think when you look at the games that we've won, we've had really good balance. We've had 3 to 5 kids in double figures. And then defensively, honestly, it's RG staying out of foul trouble. I mean, we go as she goes. There's no ifs and buts about that because of her versatility and her ability to impact the game on both sides of the basketball. And with that being said, you know, Bree Robinson has done a terrific job too, defending and also getting herself to the free throw line, which has allowed her to be in double figures. But it's the balance offensively and then staying connected defensively.
When you lose 4 1,000-point scorers, and that's a lot of offense, and that's a lot of great leadership and household names across the Valley, quite honestly, some of the players that we've all come accustomed to watch play, yes. What is the first thing that you have to work on in the off season to try to replace that?
Well, I think, you know, it has to be a combination of on the floor, off the floor, but it starts being intentional off the floor to really get to know each other and to really learn to trust each other and that building that connectivity off the floor will transfer on the floor. And that's one of the things that we've worked really hard about, being intentional about getting to know and be there for each other. It's easy when things are good. It gets a little bit harder when things aren't going the way we think they should go, and we go through a little bit of adversity. So it's the being intentional about being there for each other off the floor. And then that it translates to what we do on the floor. But it starts with our ability to be there for each other off the floor.
So, Tom, you've been doing this a long time. You've been around for a while. You're a great player in your day at Creighton. Your banner's hanging in the rafters. And you know from being on teams that at some point in the season, every team goes through some sort of adversity. Yeah. Have you guys seen any? And if you have, what have you learned from it?
Well, historically, we've been through a lot, especially the last couple of years. But, you know, I would say right now it was probably within play. Going long stretches with not being able to execute offensively or allowing our offense to affect our defense. So learning through those growing pains that not allowing the offense to affect the defense, because you're going to miss shots. You know, we blew that 18-point lead at or 20-point lead at Murray, and it came down to they're really good, and your margin of error against those good teams are really, really small. So being able to learn to think, take film, not get offended, and learn through those moments that allow us to grow.
So I personally did not get to watch that game, but I know because Coach Turner has really changed the way she is playing offensively. So it's a lot of possessions. So they're down 20. They must have a belief that they can get back in a game. When you're playing a team that has a high volume of possessions like that, what are some key things, just in general, that a defensive-minded coach like you has to worry about?
Well, I think with a team like Murray, especially for us, they're going to score. They're going to go on runs. They're that good, and they can score at every possession position. So we started, I'll be really honest, we was up 18, and we started the third quarter. We missed six consecutive layups. That's going to get a good offensive team back in the game real quick. Yeah. And then we allowed it to be. So that was those growing things. It's not about stops. They're going to make runs, but you have to be very locked in on how you want to defend certain actions, certain players. But more importantly, you got to execute on the offensive end.
Coralville, Iowa is where the home of the Missouri Valley Tournament is going to be this year. Okay, yes. So I see a big smile on your face. Like,
yes.
How excited are you that it's going to be in the home state?
So excited. I mean, first of all, we know Iowa they love women's basketball, period. And to have it that close, about an hour and a half from our campus, where our fans can really come and show up and show out, that means a lot. And it means a lot to this young group. We have a lot of work to do before that moment. But in the Big Ten tournaments the week before, people love basketball in this state. We want everybody to come out. Whether you're part of the Missouri Valley or not, you love women's basketball. So we want everybody to come out. And we really do believe it's going to – if you look at the standings – it's going to be a great tournament, and we couldn't be more excited to be that close to home.
I think this is going to be a really good test for the Valley for a lot of different reasons because, you know, with you and Drake, and then, of course, Iowa State and Iowa's following, I think it's going to be really interesting because I don't think they're just fans of each respective team. I think they love women's basketball in the state of Iowa. What would your anticipation be for what kind of crowd you think will be there and what kind of excitement is going to be generated around the state?
Well, Coralville's already started to do it. I mean, they've done a nice job of embracing and getting stuff out already. You know, you said it. People love women's basketball in the state, and the four state schools all historically have been very good. And it's not they're just following Iowa State or Iowa or Northern Iowa or Drake. I think people are going to come out because, like I said, the Big Ten tournament is the week before, and we're right in Iowa's backyard, and they love women's basketball, and they love the support. And we know the tread that women's basketball has right now. It is extremely popular. I expect, because I know the state, I love the state, I'm from the state, they will show up and show out.
I mean, you say backyard. I'm like, it's a stone's throw from the campus to where this game, the games are going to be played. It's going to be exciting. I think, I really do think the city of Iowa City is going to embrace it. Coralville is going to embrace it. Okay, I want to ask you, the calendar for the portal has changed. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it?
I love it. It was needed for a variety of reasons. But I think this will help all of us in terms of being able to get our rosters managed a lot quicker. It makes kids have to make a quicker decision instead of highest bidder and just prolonging things. It's going to be better for everyone, coaches, players, everyone involved.
We do need the adults in the room to take over a little bit and have some leadership about helping kids navigate whatever their next journey is.
Yes.
I do think it's a good thing for everyone involved. Okay, now I want to ask you something totally off because you've been around for so long. You have such a strong culture and identity about what you do at UNI. I want to ask you about Kurt Cignetti and Indiana winning the national championship in football. I know you have to have some sort of take on it. I'm sure you have studied it in some way. Like, what are you thinking about watching what he was able to do in 2 years and how he was able to do it?
I'm old school. So it goes back to me. You look at no one in their right mind thought Indiana could win a national championship in football. Nobody. But he did. And it also goes to show we don't need a bunch of big name people to create an environment of winning, an environment of trust, an environment of belief that want to be there. He did it his way, and he did it the right way. And with a lot of love, respect, and people, you can't help but get on that bandwagon. Because they're the underdog. They was the underdog going into, after all they accomplished this season, it was the underdog going into last night. And the quarterback, anybody who feels that way about their mother, listen.
Exactly.
I absolutely love it. I think it's great for football. I think
it is
for college sports.
They're big boys is what they are. And they have the same feelings that everyone else has. Having raised three boys, I know how sensitive they can be. I agree with you. I think showing that vulnerability that Fernando Mendoza showed was just absolutely just stimulating, right? Just stimulating.
Yes.
Okay, Coach, so you've been doing it a long time. You're timeless. You don't age. You look great. You're always smiling. I mean, maybe I'm always catching you on a good day, but I don't think you have bad days, to be honest with you, Tanya. What do you do to keep the fire burning?
Well, I just love being around young people. I think, you know, in a landscape that has changed drastically, you know, when we first got into this, it was about building relationships and all of this. And so much about what we do now, things are telling us that we now have to become transactional. I refuse to do that. At the point that I do that, I'm going to get out. I love people. I love trying to do the right thing. Do I always get it right? Absolutely not. But I love what I do, and I love the people that I've surrounded myself with. And I always say this, my team's not perfect, but they're perfect for me.
Community, support, an academic requirement with a mission and the ability to help young women take on whatever the next thing in their life is. They will be prepared if they've spent some time with you. I know I'm better for spending some time with you, Tanya.
I always appreciate you, Debbie.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Nothing But Net with us. We always wish you well, and we can't wait to see how the Missouri Valley race plays out. It's going to be a fun one.
It is. Thank you, Debbie.